conceptual help from a needed agency, it wouldn't be called a hand-me-down.
Yeah. What would you call it?
A gift.
Yeah. Would you call it any certain kind of clothes?
Well, secondhand clothes.
Okay. What all would you mean if you said secondhand clothes?
Used clothes.
Yeah. Okay, and they come from somebody you didn't know, is that it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, if you got clothes like from a neighbor, though, somebody that you knew, now would that be secondhand or would that be hand-me-down?
Yeah, hand-me-down.
Okay. I used to get hand-me-downs for them. There's some twins that live right next door. I just get their hand-me-downs. I get two of everything.
Two of everything, yeah.
What would you call, do you have one term that would mean very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Smart.
Okay. What do you call the, bag that you hang winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
Mothproof bags.
Okay. What would it be made out of?
It's fabric.
Okay, if it was plastic.
Plastic. Could be made out of plastic.
Okay.
Could be made of plastic.
Okay. What would you call the lightweight kind of thing that you get from the cleaners?
Plastic.
Okay, of what?
Plastic bag.
Okay. What would you call the one that you... has a zipper usually and you carry it on an airplane?
It's a bag.
Okay. What all different kinds of shoes do women wear?
In dress and everyday, you mean that time?
Yeah, I
can't
be specific.
Oxfords, casuals, and tennis and sandals.
Okay, wait, slow down. Wait for me. Okay, can you describe them for me? You said Oxford, I think, was the first thing you said.
Oxford is a kind of a type of a work shoe. It's lace. It has laces. Something that resembles a nurse's lace shoe.
Okay. Okay. Is it a particular color or?
No.
Okay. What else?
And anyway, tennis shoes, which is similar, but they're cloth. They're made of cloth.
Okay. What else?
Anyway, the casuals, which is mostly step-ins and sandals.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between sandals and casual shoes?
Sandals can be casual.
Oh, okay.
Then you can have the dress shoe,
uh-huh.
The pumps, the straps. And,
what's a pump?
A pump's the shoe that you can just get into without a strap. Sometimes they're closed in heels, and then you can get a sling pump, which I don't wear. Mm.
A sling pump has what?
It has a strap across the back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of shoes would men wear?
Men mostly wear Oxfords.
Yeah.
And they have a step-in too. They have a nice step-in loafer type shoes and gaiters.
What are gaiters?
It's a type of step-in shoe, kind of a shoe you wear around the house, a casual shoe for men.
Mm.
Boots.
Mm.
Men mostly wear boots too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of boots?
All kinds.
Okay. What would you call a man or a boy who was kind of womanish or kind of feminine? He wasn't a real homosexual, but you know, he was just kind of feminine. Okay, all right. But you know, what would you call a man who was a real homosexual?
A homosexual?
Yeah.
Queer.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a woman or a girl who acted sort of mannish? Yeah, she wasn't really a homosexual either, but she
was. Tomboy.
Okay. And what would you call a woman who was really a homosexual?
Mm.
No?